Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day. Hi there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart, and today I will be reading A Matter of Grace, written by Shelley Wright. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we listen to this devotional. Thank you for Shelley. Thank you for her heart for you. Father, we pray that we would have ears to hear your message that you would have us to hear. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." That's from John chapter 18, verse 37. And here is a quote by C.S. Lewis. "For you will certainly carry out God's purpose, however you act, but it makes a difference to you whether you serve like Judas or like John." A Matter of Grace. Our study of John so far through chapter 17 has been about the life of Jesus. However, in chapter 18, John takes a sharp turn. This is where Jesus' ministry, miracles, and relationships with his disciples end, and the road to the cross begins with one kiss. Matthew chapter 26, verses 48 through 49 says, "Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Have you ever wondered why Jesus chose Judas to be a part of the elite 12, knowing Judas would betray him? The Holy Spirit entered my life in the fall of 1998 when I was 26 years old. Soon after that, I married the love of my life, and a year later, I became a mom. Another year later, while 6 months pregnant with my second child, God spoke to me. He wanted me to start Vacation Bible School in my church. Never having led anything my entire life, I was terrified and hormonal. Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I followed God's call, serving as VBS director for 11 years. Even though it was such an amazing calling, it wasn't an easy one. I've dealt with various issues over those years, but the most difficult part was holding my team members accountable. To be fair, I tend to give 110% in anything I commit to, volunteer or not, and I expected the same out of my team. As you can imagine, my expectations weren't always taken well. Some volunteers refused to serve under me while I watched others flourish. What does this have to do with Judas? Everything Jesus did in the flesh, he wanted us to mirror. He selected the 12 disciples to carry out his will, knowing he would be deceived by Judas. Jesus extended grace over and over again to Judas. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Judas hardened his heart, and eventually the truth came out the moment he kissed Jesus' cheek. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says, "Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God." Whether we face difficult people in our children's schooling, church fellowships, or daily lives, we are required to extend grace. Overlook offensive behavior so they experience the love of God in action. Didn't Jesus die for that very reason? Just as he extended grace toward us while we were still sinners, he wanted us to be graceful with others because they don't deserve it. It seems foolish that Jesus would keep Judas in his tight group of men, knowing he was a traitor. Yet he continued to bless him. Unlike Jesus, we don't know someone's heart. Maybe the person we think is a Judas is really a John in the making. And here is a bit of a disclaimer. Extending grace works for most situations, but not all. Obviously, there are more serious situations in which you may need help to deal with someone's behavior. You could get support from your husband, church leaders, or even law enforcement. Please seek counsel if you are distressed or fearful in an encounter or relationship. Blessings and love, Shelley. Here are some questions to ponder. Do you feel God has abandoned you? Read Jeremiah 29:11 again. Ask God to reveal his plans for your life. According to John 18:1-14, what was Jesus' response to the soldiers? Is there someone you struggle to be friends with? Pray and ask God to help you. If it's a destructive relationship, pray 1 Corinthians 4:5 for God to expose motives. And here are some faith-filled ideas. If you believe and have received Jesus as your personal Savior, invite an unbeliever you know to your Easter Sunday service. Many unchurched people will attend a special holiday event, so take this opportunity to reach out to them. It may be the beginning of their journey to Christ. If you have never prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's as easy as A, B, C. A. Admit to God you're a sinner. B. Believe that Jesus is God's Son. And C. Confess your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Shelley is so right in her devotional. We can face some pretty difficult people, we'll say, in our lives. And sometimes we don't know if they are a Judas or a John in the making. She says it so beautifully. And there have been plenty of times in my own life that these situations have happened. But perhaps relating it to my motherhood, I have 3 children and they are pretty close in age. So they are together a lot. And one of the things that we struggle with, of course, like most siblings, is arguing and disagreeing and what to do when those things happen. And so Shelley actually quotes one of the verses that I use to explain to them exactly what grace is for people that we don't necessarily agree with. Maybe they're not our enemies, but people that we will encounter that won't always agree with us or that want to argue with us or kind of cause a stir in our lives. And so one of the ways that I try to explain that to my children is what Shelley said, 1 Corinthians 4:5. To wait until the Lord comes, because when the Lord comes, he is going to give the ultimate judgment. It can't be on our shoulders to decide if someone is truly good or truly bad. We all have bad days. We all make mistakes. None of us here on earth are perfect. And so that is kind of difficult water to tread through with our children, but trying to bring that point across and letting them know that that verse is in the Bible and that Jesus will someday expose the darkness in people's hearts, and it's not up to us to judge. And so we're still working on that in our family. Of course, with children, you get various responses from them when you read them that verse, but they are learning, and those are the kinds of things that they will continue to learn over time. So if you, friend, are having to deal with these kinds of things with your children and these situations where you know, the world teaches us to fight back, but Jesus teaches us to give them grace and to be patient. And that is so hard to teach in today's world. So I am going to pray for you if you are going through the situation, type of situations in your own family today. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time here, listening to Shelley's words that are coming straight from you, Father. I thank you for all those who are listening today. And even though, mine included, our hearts may be a little bit convicted in some of the ways that we try to explain these situations to our children sometimes, Father, I just pray that you would fill us with patience and grace and help us to reflect on your word and not the words of the world, because your word is what is going to be judged in the end for us. Father, I pray that you would give each and every mom here the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the courage, and the compassion to mother her children and to handle situations in her own life in the way that you have set out in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Father, I pray that she would judge nothing before the appointed time. I pray that she would wait until you come. We know that you are going to bring light to what is hidden in darkness, and you will expose the motives of each and every heart. And at that time, each of us will receive our praise from God, from Father above. Lord, I thank you so much for your word in the Bible. I thank you for this time with my friend. Lord, I pray blessings over her and her family. Bless her. Show her that you love her. Guide her. We know that you're with her each and every step of each and every day. Show her, Lord. Show her that you're with her. Encourage her. Lift her up in faith. And Father, I pray nothing but blessings and love over her and her family and her extended family. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for your Son who died for us and for our sins. And we thank you for the grace that is extended through him. It's in Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much, and we are constantly in prayer for you and your families. We love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.